If starting each meditation session with 5 minutes of skeleton contemplation, do you have any suggestions, advice, cautions? I think one of it ties in quite nicely with that I think the theme of disenchantment, because putting things in their proper context. It's not usually how we view ourselves or view others, or view the human experience that we're actually these kind of skeletons that are walking around, moving around, sitting. Lying down, we don't usually bring that up. And I remember one of the talks of Ajahn Chah's saying that people come into the meditation hall at Wat Pa Pong and there's a skeleton in a glass case. And meditation hall and people being frightened and shocked by seeing a skeleton and Ajahn Chah sort of saying, don't they realize that they've brought their own skeleton to the monastery, and why are they shocked by seeing a skeleton in a cupboard? That's everybody's carried their own skeleton with them, but it's not really contemplated or reflected on. The skeleton is really scary or awful, and you think, what would we look like without it? We'd be kind of lumps. But kind of lumps slithering along. So just getting that, there's different, realize, okay, yeah, this is really ordinary. It's not, but it's something we don't really contemplate very much, so it's a really good one to bring up that disenchantment and a sense of perspective.